My name is Mercury and welcome to this brand episode of Media FA. Today, I'm alone. Today, I'll be discussing the second trailer for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. So yeah, it's been quite a while since you guys have heard my voice, definitely. It's been over 3 weeks since I last appeared in an episode. Good thing Pancakes has filled in the slot of having an episode out. Around my hiatus, but I am back to doing episodes for good, I think. There's a lot of stuff I've planned, a lot of stuff I need to do, but yeah, I'm back, pretty much. 3 weeks out, but I'm back now, and I'm back with something that's coming out this week. You'll be probably seeing a lot of Godzilla X Kong stuff soon, because Godzilla X Kong is coming out this week, so I wanted to get this episode out, and the media consumers for Godzilla X Kong also out by this week. Oh, that's a bit weirder, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, officially, media consumer, I'm back. I know this trailer came out a month ago, but we're covering it now. Now that all this is out now, but yeah. So all my notes are a lot more outdated. I would say they're not exactly up to date anymore. I will be discussing stuff that we see in the TV spots here because we didn't know some stuff that now we know. But yeah, so we're going in. I'm going in. So yeah, let's start. It's some of the monsters showing up. So our first point is the monsters. Kind of going into this. So we officially see much more of Scar King here. So Scar King. I'm still very iffy about Scar King. I'm not the biggest fan of Scar King. I don't think a lot of people are the biggest fan of Scar King. It's just how it goes, sadly. Scar King is just a bigger Kong. Maybe it's probably not even bigger. He's probably smaller than Kong. But he's really weird. I don't know. I'm not his biggest fan. Nothing like really against his design or anything. I don't think he is the big threat that he's supposed to be. Or like we really need for a Kong to. I think he's a good Kong villain, but I think Godzilla with Decimated 101. And even then, we see in the trailers that Kong beats beat up Scar King. So what I'm guessing is that Scar King is like this. When we see I'm gonna go see the movie this Thursday, so we'll see how this goes, but what I'm guessing is that Scar King will be kind of like this faker king. Like, he's not going to be, he's not going to be that big of a threat. He's not going to be as powerful as Kong, especially not as powerful as Godzilla. I think Kong could probably decimate Scar King if he wanted. And Godzilla could probably curb stomp him to oblivion. So I think that Kong is probably gonna steamroll this guy. He's 100%. Kong is steamrolling Scar King. So, like, yeah, I just think Scar King is not gonna be like a good villain. I think that's gonna be his point, though. I think he's not meant to be that big of a threat because we do see him sort of get bodied. in the trailers. I just think he's not gonna be that big of a threat. And yeah, I think that's his point because I think what is gonna be his biggest threat, like what is gonna be his like biggest like his claim to power, is the fact that he has the Kong army and Shimo. Now, That brings me to the second monster that we see that I'm going to talk about here, Shimo herself. So Shimo is, I guess, the heavy hitter here. She's teased in this trailer, and she is shown a lot more she's shown a lot more in like TV spots and all that. So yeah, and I think it's a she. I am not 100% sure. Most things are pointing towards her being a she, as most people call her. So I'm gonna refer to her as, I'm gonna refer to Shimo as she for until the movie comes out, and we get course corrected into just never knowing what the gender of this monster is. But yeah, so Shimo is the powerhouse of our Scar King's army, and I'm gonna guess that's what his biggest given fame is, on top of the Kong army. That's really cool. Shimo looks to be an actual threat, and it may be, like, what I see from the trailers is that I think she's gonna be the reason why Kong has his arm, has like arm brace. Because in the trailer we see that Shimo goes with the ice blast, and then what happens is that, like, we see that Kong's arm, well, the army's grabbing the Atswift. It starts to freeze, so I'm gonna guess it gets, like, frostbite, or it gets immobilized or something, and we see him have to use the brace. I think that's what's gonna happen. We already see him, we saw a TV spot of him kind of becoming immobile after fighting. We see him like fall over of Zuko there, which is the baby Kong guy. So yeah, I think that's gonna happen. I think Shimo's gonna be the main threat here. I don't think we'll see Scar King being that big of a threat, especially when we see him get bodied in the trailer. So we haven't seen much of Shimo yet. I am not sure she's gonna be in the movie a lot. That's one of the things I'm not sure about. We don't see her a lot in the movie trailers. She might be there. We know that there's a lot of kaiju screen time in this movie, so we could be seeing her actually having a lot of screen time. But I don't know. I know there's leaks out there, but I'm not gonna discuss them here. We don't discuss leaks in Media Fan, not anymore, at least. I remember back then we did used to discuss leaks, but now we don't, because we are respectful to people's opinions of having them not be spoiled by a podcast in the middle of nowhere that, hey, this is happening. And we probably are not covering any, like, back then we did cover Pokemon, like I did say something about the Pokemon leaks. But I'm not covering any more of that ever again. So for me, that's not happening. Not anytime soon. Especially now that all the leaks are kinda unreliable thanks to Pokemon Legends EA being announced out of nowhere. But that's besides the point. That's not Godzilla, it's Kong. But yeah. But the leaks are real for Godzilla X Kong. Like we can 100% kind of see that there. The leaks for Godzilla X Kong are real. But anyways, yeah, no, Shimo. I think Shimo has a better chance of being an actual good kaiju here. I'm not seeing myself kind of vibe with Scar King a lot. I think his name is stupid. I think Shimo's name is also pretty stupid. I think she needs a better name. Oh, that's just my opinion. I think I do think she needs a better name. But again, that's really just me. I think, I don't know. I'm not too sure on these new monsters for Godzilla X Kong. It's just, they're just not my thing. I and even then, like, Shimo's design is also not really my thing. I like the body, like the actual like body mold of her, but I do not like her face. I think, I don't know if people are smoking, but her face to me just doesn't look good. I don't like how Shimo's face looks. It might straight up just be me, but I don't like it. I don't like it. It's just, that's just how the cookie crumbles with me. These new designs are not my favorite. So yeah, I think Shimo could have been a better monster if she had one, a better name, and two, a better design. I think keep what you had here. Like, she's big. She's really big. I think you have something there. I think I would add more crystals to her. Maybe a better head. I don't know. Just make her better. I think that's just how it is. Just make her better, and I think you'll have a pretty good design. But yeah, that's all I gotta say about Shimo, I think. Because we don't know. I haven't seen much of her in TV spots. So most of her footage will be for when the movie comes out. And yeah, moving on. So next up is a bit of a question mark monster, but not really, because we know this monster is coming in thanks to the soundtrack, which I'm not gonna count as spoilers. I am not. Okay, if the soundtrack is released and it sounds like a monster, this monster's probably gonna be in it. So in the shot of Gia's eyes, which is the deaf girl we see in that is returning from Godzilla vs. Kong, we see the reflection of one Mothra. Oh yes, Mothra is returning, which is pretty cool, I think. We're seeing a returning Toho monster. It is Mothra, though. Like, it's the one that you would think would return, and the one that's most likely to return. So, not exactly surprising, but yeah, it's cool seeing Mothra be back. It's just cool. I think it's cool seeing Mothra back. It just makes sense. So yeah, I can't wait to see Mothra. I will say the soundtrack of that we hear from her in this is not exactly like something. Okay, it's not exactly the best, and that's mainly because the soundtrack for Godzilla King of the Monsters, it was just too good. That soundtrack was just too good for its own right. So us having that soundtrack out there, Godzilla King of the Monsters, that soundtrack being there, and it just kind of goes for it, that's just kind of how it goes for what's his name, Tom Holkenberg, a Junkie XL. That's just how it is, Junkie. One of my many critiques about Godzilla vs. Kong is the fact that the soundtrack, specifically Godzilla's theme, just sound like bootleg versions of their actual themes, of the real Godzilla theme. It just seemed like they got it for one movie, which is Kill the Monsters, and they never bothered to do it again because I guess Kill the Monsters flopped. So they never bothered to actually get back those soundtracks. So I'm guessing that's why. And here it's kind of the same. It just sounds like a bootleg version of Mothra's theme, which, yeah, that's just how it is. Sadly, this is how it is with Mothra here. So yeah. But yeah, Mothra's cool seeing her back. I can't wait to see her actually. I have not seen a single piece of footage come from any Mothra scene. So we don't know how she looks like. We kind of know where she was. And I'm going to say right now, I'm going to kind of talk about this because it's not really a spoiler because it's not really a thing. So apparently in test screenings, there was this monster called Phosphera, which was like a Mothra replacement. It does kind of look like Mothra, to be honest. Phosphera looks like Mothra. So, like the head specifically. So one of the main theories is that Phosphera, like they wanted to use Mothra for this movie, but they couldn't get her rights. So while they got her rights and they had to do test screenings, they used this new kaiju, Phosphera, as like a replacement. People complained about it because it was just kind of like a bootleg Mothra. So then when they actually got the rights back for Mothra, they put Mothra and they replaced Phosphera. That's one of the main theories. We do 100% know Phosphera was going to be in the movie, had a similar role to Mothra, and then was replaced by Mothra. But one of the main theories is that it was Mothra first, then it was changed to Phosphera for 10 screenings, and then it was changed back to Mothra. That is the theory. So yeah, I that's pretty cool. I actually do hope we see Phosphera some return. I do think its design, it looks weird. But I think it looks angelic in a sense. So I think Phosphera could work in maybe like a solo Mothra movie, maybe. But yeah, I think I would like to see Phosphera. But yeah, that's beside the point. Let's move on to our speculation. So, what of it? What of the speculation here? Well, first of all, one of my questions. Are Godzilla and Kong afraid of Scar King or Shimo? I don't know if I answered my question, but I think... But... Like I said last time, I don't see how Scar King is a threat to Godzilla. Maybe he isn't. I don't know. But maybe Godzilla is much more scared of Shimo because Shimo is much more powerful. Like, maybe he's scared of Scar King because Scar King controls Shimo. So, yeah. That might be it. And Kong might be scared of Shimo, I don't know. But what I'm guessing is that, thanks to the scenes that we're kind of compiling here, I'm gonna guess that it starts off with Kong. Now, I think most of the start will be Godzilla. I think most of the first half of the movie will be Godzilla focused, with a little bit of Kong. And kind of the big climax is we see Godzilla, we see like Kong kind of venturing or maybe seeing a car or something. Like, I think what's gonna happen is that he finds Zuko, kind of Kong's boss. He finds Zuko in the Hollow Earth. Zuko takes him to Scar King, and that's where the plot kicks in. And then that's where Godzilla goes in and becomes evolved. And then they go to, and then he goes to Egypt, which is a big trek from like where he. Where like ice stuff is, and then goes back to, and then goes to Egypt to fight Kong. Besides the point, and then that's when the whole thing kicks off. I'm gonna guess that's what's gonna happen, and that won't be until the middle of the movie. So I'm gonna guess that most of what we see in the first half is gonna be Godzilla. there's much more Godzilla stuff happening, and yeah, but that actually answers one of my questions, like, here, so I'm gonna move on to that, like, first. So in the trailer, we do see a lot of more unevolved, quote-unquote, unevolved Godzilla action. So I think what I'm saying is true. I do think we're going to be getting more unevolved Godzilla as the focus for the first half. I think that's where most of the Kaiju action is going to take off from the first half, which is really, I think it's going to be really, really cool seeing the design for the final time. I think the design from Kill the Monster has been one of the longest running Godzilla designs. And I think the one that's had the most appearances. Like an actual, like, not like in a flashback or anything, because we've seen it, we saw it in Kill the Monster, Godzilla vs. Kong, Monica Lizzie of Monsters, and now Godzilla X Kong. And that's not even counting the time novels. So yeah, I think this is the longest running Godzilla design that we've seen thus far. So yeah, kind of cool seeing it a lot more than what we saw here. So yeah, moving on to, so we see here that Kong, like, Godzilla attacked Kong. So why does he do that? One of the main theories I see floating around is that Godzilla thinks that Kong is out of Scar King, and that's interesting. Or maybe Godzilla senses something that's wrong and he just kind of pins it on Kong, which is gonna be, I think that's funny. I think that's really funny. But yeah, we'll probably see, like, it's probably one of those things. We'll probably get explained in the movie, to be honest, or I don't know. This movie has a lot of things going for it, and I guess a lot of things going on, and what I'm hearing is that there's an hour of Kaiju action. So the movie is an hour 55. That means that most of the movie is Kaiju oriented. So what I'm really worried about is the fact that they're gonna have to find a way to sort of tell the story with the Kaiju, which sounds dope. That's dope as fuck, but it's gonna be hard because it's kind of the first time they're doing that. So yeah. It could be good, but it could also really hinder the movie and might make some things like, why is Godzilla attacking Kong, kind of a question that's unanswerable. So yeah. There we go. Anyways, that's the who is Shimo? There's a lot of theories. You know, a lot of the leaks have said stuff about who Shimo is. To be honest, if the origin of Shimo's isn't explained, that's fine. A lot of the Kaiju that we saw in Kill the Monsters just didn't show up at all. They were just kind of there, and that's fine. Kaiju can just kind of show up because, yeah. I think Shimo would just be like a random titan. Like a random, very powerful titan. A lot of theories I see is like, oh, Shimo encased Ghidorah in ice. But that's no, don't. Please don't. That's not cool. Please don't do that. Don't use that. Please. Do not use that explanation. It is not a good one. It is not a good explanation. That I just don't think it's very good. to be honest. I don't think it's a very good mention. Oh, it's a Shiva tied into everything. I think just having her as a big powerful kaiju is good enough. So yeah, and next up is, how did Scar King capture Shimo? Again, this might or might not get explained. I'm gonna guess that he drugged her and found her sleep. The apes have something that they should be smart. So maybe they did like, or maybe they're trying to kill her. Maybe, I don't know. Just the apes are smart. They probably explain a way about how they capture Shimo. But yeah, this might not get explained. If I get explained, I don't know. But yeah. That's just how it is. So anyways, my final point is, are there any more monsters showing up? Yes. Yes, there are. We see a bunch of the wolf things. I think they're called the warthogs. And we also see in TV spots, we see Zilla. Not Zilla as in Zilla from 1998. Zilla. Or Skilla. Or whatever. The spider crustacean thing from Kill the Monsters. Yeah, she's returning. She is a lot bigger here. We saw her in TV spots. She's in the first trailer a little. So, yeah. We do know that this Titan is returning, and that's pretty cool. We actually see her do something, and I think that's awesome, seeing like her actually participate in something. But you know, I hope she doesn't get killed off. I really, really do hope that she doesn't really get killed off. Maybe she will, I don't know. But yeah, Zilla returns, and I hope there's more. So yeah, Mothra. Like, it's a pretty cool cast of monsters that we're gonna see in this movie. But what I'm really dreading is how they're gonna handle it, because they might just it is a shorter movie. It's shorter than Godzilla vs. Kong. So I'm hoping that they can manage it in the time that they have, in the time that they decide to make this movie. So yeah. I think that's it. I'm pretty excited about this movie. This is one of my most anticipated movies of the year. So yeah, I'm very excited. So, what are your guys' opinions on the trailer, on the second trailer for Godzilla X Kong? And maybe even the TV spots, leave me in the comments below. So anyways, you can follow us, Deentertainment, on YouTube. Subscribe. I should probably say that. You should subscribe to the Deentertainment channel. You should follow us on Spotify, Media Buffet. You should follow us on Twitter too, which is at @media_buffet and at @deentertainment with the E at the end. And you should go follow me on Twitter at @mercurysCheese. You should subscribe to my channel at @mercurysc on YouTube. Is that it? Twitch, I don't know what is on Twitch. I think it's just follow also Mercury C Cheese. Am I forgetting one? And also all of my fan fiction stuff, where I'm gonna eventually post stories and all that. So that's Factor.net, AO3, and Wattpad. That's all Mercury SC. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.